And I'm Lori Walsh. More than 63% of the state is experiencing severe drought conditions. Laura Edwards is the SDSU state climatologist, and she joins us now from the Tom and Danielle Ammon Foundation Studio on the campus of Northern State University in Aberdeen. Laura, welcome back. Thanks for being here.
Hi, thank you.
All right, the last time you joined us, we talked about the current drought conditions with some comparisons to the Dust Bowl era. How are conditions shaping up now?
Yeah, certainly things are getting worse as we look at the drought situation today. And looking at the month of June overall, we have a handful of stations that have recorded their driest June on record. Some of these records go back to the 1890s, 1870s. In the case of McPherson County, and they come all the way down to Brule County, Charles Mix County. We're seeing record dry Junes all across the eastern part of the state. We've also seen very warm temperatures not as many records there as 1988 and 1933 really hold the records across the state for warmest Junes, but we've had several days in the 90s, 100s. So drought is really, really taking a firm hold on the state right now.
What are some of the things when we look back at some of those times in history where we all think of what we know about the Dust Bowl? What's different now than times in different years? Are there comparisons that are useful here?
Yeah, I think when we look at historical drought in South Dakota, things that make it much worse are very warm temperatures. You know, we get dry periods quite a bit. We have a lot of variability here in the Northern Plains. But when you add this very, very hot temperatures, that makes things really that much worse. You look in the agriculture side, you know, there's been, you know, decades and decades of stories and history telling us that our farming practices today are a lot better than what we had in the 1930s, but still that doesn't mean agriculture is unaffected, and we're seeing now very large losses in grass and hay, and now I've heard stories of people cutting wheat for hay instead of growing it for grain, harvesting for grain, same with oats. So we're starting to see some very significant impacts in several industries and economies across the state.
Yeah, farmers are already pulling ditch hay. I've heard a couple talk about that, selling cattle early. There's quite an impact to the drought other than just how it feels when you walk outside, for sure, and an economic impact as well.
That's right. And water supply is another thing. I think we're right on the cusp of seeing some more water restrictions at a lot of areas around the state as the Missouri River continues to fall in its levels as well.
Yeah. All right. Our outlook for July, not much better, or are we hoping for some improvement?
You know, it's really not optimistic, unfortunately. And also my colleague, the state fire meteorologist, Dr. Darren Klebo, He also came out with his fire outlook this morning, and fire danger is very high to high all across the state. The outlook for July, continued warm and dry conditions, and certainly that's going to be true the next couple of weeks as we see near record high temperatures continuing well into July. So really, I don't think we can overstate how severe extreme the conditions are right now, and they're going to be holding strong through the next month.
All right, so just a quick tip for people thinking about fireworks displays or backyard fireworks, that those conditions really across the entire state are, very high risk right now. Can you tell me, Laura, as we've talked before in this program about the climate science and how things are changing in our region and around the 100th Meridian, for example, are we pushing into extremes here because climate is changing, or how does this all connect and intersect?
Yeah, I think this is consistent with what we know about a changing climate here in the Northern Plains, where we can get some very big swings and extremes. Thinking 2 years ago from 2019, we had record wet conditions, and now we're in very dry conditions. We've seen this not too long in history. You know, 2011 was very wet, 2012 very dry. So I think these big swings and extremes are really kind of a story that we're going to be living here for a while. You know, we do have a long-term trend of wetter and warmer conditions in South Dakota in general, but we can still see these big drops in precipitation.
Yeah. Any high-impact heat events coming our way, like we have seen in the northwest of the U.S., that could really also make a big difference here?
You know, I think it's been in the forecast, for this weekend, you know, and we're going to see this kind of hold true for another week and a half or so.
Laura Edwards, SDSU Extension State Climatologist, thank you so much for helping us follow this really important and impactful story. We appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you, Lori.